Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on sound for cancer. Our intention is that we might find precisely the sounds that will take care of cancer in the future, and it will be completely history. It will be gone. We won't have to ever worry about cancer again. That's our intention. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are happening at the school. We do have, our certificate program is starting again October 5th online, and that's about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have a dozen different instructors, and it's a really profound program. It's about how to use sound as a practice or to work on yourself. It's also how sound works in the universe, and also many techniques to get you really high and really still, right, which you can use on others as well. And we also have the program at the Institute. You could jump in, but the next version is starting in late January. And then we also have the recording program that you could do starting in January also, and that's online. And that's how to use a program like Pro Tools or Ableton Live or Logic Audio to do audio recording, mixing, and producing. I wrote the number one selling book in the world, and I used visuals to show different structures of mixes, bubbles for different styles of mixes. It's really, really effective, works really well online. We also have an open house coming up next weekend, a week from tomorrow, which is October 10th, 1 to 5. If you're in the area, drop on in. It's nice to RSVP first, though. David@soundhealingcenter.com. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We're going to be doing a lot of meditations with sound, heart-opening meditations, and putting people on the sound table and things like that. And even after like 4 or 5 hours, people don't want to leave. So come on over if you're in the area to Sausalito. We also have the big thing that's happening now is our sound healing conference. Let me show you. I forgot to pull it up here. We have our next international sound healing conference is actually starting November 10th to the 14th. Let me pull it up here. And okay, it's globesoundhealingconference.com. And we've already got 22 presenters, and we've got, we've got Christina Wells, who's doing vocal sound therapy and how it benefits you. Liz Addison's doing a workshop on vocal vibration and movement for light workers. Meredith Sands-Keeter is working with fractals, frequency, anatomy, and you. She has a treatment she does called neuro-resonance therapy based on the geometry of healing. That's very cool. And then Jamie Liu, who's a total light being. Last year, she found my soul song. She's doing frequency fortification and how the soul song fortifies our psychic boundaries and worthiness. And then John Stuart Reed is talking about the medicine of the future. Sylvina does a workshop on sound, a tool for profound inner work. And then Jill Peirce talks about the healing voice and healing family and ancestors with sound. Paul Hubbard's doing the power of holographic sound, healing the body and transforming beliefs. Maru is doing a talk on his story of actually being completely a paraplegic paralyzed and then using his own voice to heal himself. It's amazing, right? Lynn Miller's a very serious scientist working with Eric as well, and she does vocal vagal toning. And then Wayne Perry talks about sound medicine and the 9 key principles to professional sound healing. Lisa Lippincott's like the gong master of the world, and she's going to be going over the do's and don'ts of playing gongs and doing sound healing. And then Nancy Hopps has just written a book on dirty socks, COVID stress, and cosmic bliss with sound. And then we have Rowan McCrady. I'm glad to have him back. The Science of Global Coherence and Interconnectivity, How Love Connects Us. He'll be talking a lot about the Schumann resonance as well, and other frequencies on the planet and from the sun that affect us. Jeffrey Thompson does a workshop on high-tech consciousness expansion with sound. He's like the master of brainwave entrainment. And then Elizabeth Gramsch is the master of the work of Tomatis for sound for learning disabilities and listening programs and sonic birth. Judy Sartori does light language. She's a total light being herself. She's going to be doing harmonizing the one note of the soul. And then Randy Masters is a master at sacred numbers, so his workshop is Sacred Numbers of Creation. Jonathan Quinton has some of the coolest sacred geometry on the universe. And he'll be talking about sacred geometry and universal order. And then Sonia is one of the most amazing singers. She does voice and somatic therapeutics. And then I'm going to end with different treatments for sound, for sleep, pain, PTSD, ADD, anxiety, depression, grief, autism, Parkinson's, dementia, and traumatic brain injuries. So there's sound baths, sound presentations, and meditations before each workshop for 10 minutes so you get blissed out as well as getting a lot of really great information. So it's free, so you can go to globesoundhealingconference.com and you'll see the links here to go to register, okay, where you can actually register. Right? And it's November 10th to the 14th. So that's coming up. We'll be talking about more about that in a couple of weeks as well. So we also have our Sound Healing Therapy Center. So we have a full range of treatments that we offer, especially voice analysis and finding your home note, and also brainwave assessment, where we find the rhythm of your brain for delta, theta, alpha, and beta, and give you binaural beats for sleep, for creativity, for relaxation, for presence and learning, and for thinking and overcoming ADD. It's really effective. You can find that at soundtherapycenter.com. And then we also have our store. We have a sale going on right now until October 10th, until next Sunday, with 15% off on all the sound lounges and bowls and such, and then 10% off on on everything else. So we have over 300 products there, including my book and my music and frequency CDs and all types of technologies, including sound lounges, sound pillows, sound offerings, sound tables, and the bass pod and bass belt. So you can find that at soundoflove.com, although you can get to everything through this homepage, soundhealingcenter.com. soundhealingcenter.com. There's also the Research Foundation, where we have the Medical Sound Association, and we also have the Sound Education Association. The Medical Sound Association is figuring out how to heal every disease in the world with frequencies and timbres and musical intervals and music. And then we also have the Sound Education Association, which is soundeducationcenter.com, where we've come up with a new curriculum with hundreds of exercises for kids. And we're going to be teaching these classes online starting in about a month now. So you can sign up for both of those, one at Medical Sound Association and the other at soundeducationcenter.com. I think that's about it. And then we also have our classes here that you can check out for the recording and sound healing. Okay. So over the last 10 years, our students have been coming up with treatment plans and for cancer. And our Medical Sound Association just had a meeting a couple months ago on sound for cancer. And we went into detail as to different things you can do. Before I get started, of course, I always have to say this around cancer, right? None of this information has been proven, and it's not meant to replace any of the medical treatments out there. This is just alternative therapies. Actually, most of what we're doing is coming up with new therapies that doctors will actually be using. So ultimately, a lot of the things we'll be talking about are for what doctors will do. But we have some things that you could do as integrative therapies as well. Yeah. So always listen to your doctor, of course. But, okay. So what we've done in each of the treatment plans, by the way, you go to Medical Sound Association and click on integrative sound. You'll see now we've got treatment plans for grief, anxiety, depression, trauma and PTSD, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, and cancer. Right. If you click on any of these, you will get a detailed treatment plan. And there's the video of our Medical Sound Association meeting where we came up with the treatment plan. if you want to watch that as well. So in each treatment plan, let me get back here. The treatment plan has the following outline, where we look at all the different aspects of different types of issues medically, the causes of the issues, current medical treatments, the type of people that are affected by this, and how, like the difference between severity, adults versus children, strong versus fragile, because those are all treated a little differently with sound. Then we talk about the conceptual framework, which is the basis of the treatment plans. So it's really the framework as to what we're going to do with the sound, which is really the most important aspect. We have the safety guidelines, so we don't kill anybody. Right? Intake questions specific to that issue, and general intake questions. And then detailed sound treatments. And then other treatments other than sound. And then homework for the person to do. So let's go to cancer here. So a lot of different types of cancer, but the big difference between cancer when you're working on it is whether it's fourth stage, you know, throughout the whole body or just one tumor, right? That's a big difference. Although it's still pretty much treated in a similar way. We talked about the causes here. There's full range from smoking, drinking, lack of exercise, poor diet that can contribute, genetic mutations, of course we know about the different medical treatments, surgery, chemotherapy. I mean, it's all kind of a mess, but not all of it. Immunotherapy, hormone therapy, stem cells, in fact. And then there's all the alternative treatments that people use, from everything from herbs to acupuncture, energy medicine, aromatherapy, psychotherapy, exercise, hypnosis, and meditation. So there's also a big difference as to whether people think it's curable or non-curable, right? It's like if someone believes that it's non-curable, then it's going to be a little trickier to work with than if somebody believes it's curable. And that could be at all stages. So the belief system is really critical. Sound, if someone's doing chemotherapy or radiation, sound can be really helpful for getting them back into a stable, consistent vibration after getting whacked, right? I also say children are a lot easier because they can let go of the fear quicker. And it's important for them to express emotions of how they feel. Okay. Okay, here's the conceptual framework, and this is really the main core of this, right? The first thing, which is basically what you can do for anything, is get people to a place of bliss and peace, right? Get them high or get them still, right? That's really the whole deal for many things. And it's not specific, but it's well known and scientifically proven medically that when you're at peace, your immune system works better. Your whole body works better. And often the natural healing response that we have built in kicks in and takes care of things, right? So getting to a place of peace and stillness is always good. And that's what we do with sound, right? I mean, it's the whole deal with sound. I mean, consistent, stable vowels, consistent, stable crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, consistent, stable, even didgeridoo, tuning forks even, consistent vibrations and consistent rhythms, right? It's all about overcoming the chaos that and stress and fear and anxiety and even anger and that are the causes of the actual cancer, right? So getting people to a place of peace is really the whole deal. Now, if we just play these consistent tones, that will often get people into a place of stillness, right? But as we've talked about and done many times, when you do a slow fade, like on a crystal bowl, where it fades out sometimes over 5 minutes, it will leave people in a profound place of stillness, right? And then rhythms can be really, really effective too. And also taking a rhythm and slowing it down until it gets really, really slow. Really slow, right? Brings you to that still point. The other aspect of working with sound is empowerment. I know a guy that used to work with sound with a voice who's pretty effective, and he would do really loud sounds, like almost screaming, like, whoa, right, really intense. And it was interesting because I got the clarity that what he's doing is like using his voice to empower people, to show, to get them back in their power, right? And that's really important, especially because one of the biggest problems around cancer is fear, right? I think fear actually kills people more than the cancer, right? Especially the second you get the diagnosis, people often go into fear, right? And it totally takes that energy out of the body of flow through all the systems. So empowerment is really important. So with empowerment, we can do many things. One thing that I've done in many treatments with people with cancer, is I have them make the sound of no, right? So let me demonstrate. I have a feeling my kitty is going to go flying when I do this. Okay, so let me demonstrate. Warning, I'm going to get really loud. Warning, right? Okay. No! Right. No, she didn't go flying. She's getting used to me screaming like that. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll say, imagine you've got a tiger attacking you, and you have the power with your voice to stop it in its tracks. You're not going to hurt the kitty. You're just going to set boundaries. So this is about setting boundaries for what other people think, setting boundaries for overcoming that fear, right? Setting boundaries for people being controlling, setting boundaries over those lower emotions that we commonly get stuck in, right? We're not going to allow ourselves to hurt ourselves, to run emotions for too long where they are hurting us, right? So saying no, being full in power. So let's do it, okay? So on three, which is always four, okay? Imagine you got this tiger attacking you and put your hand out and go no with full power, okay? One, two, three. No! That's really cool. I had a woman with throat cancer that came in last year, and she had a really hard time. I mean, her no was like, no. I said, oh my God, you got to practice that. So we worked on that a lot to get her throat back in full power from the solar plexus, right? I think this is really important, you know. There's another thing you can do around empowerment, and that is play music that's really powerful. Music you like that's powerful, because, you know, you don't want to freak yourself out. But any music that's really powerful, and get that energy back in you, totally overcoming the fear. Fear is really a major problem with cancer. Actually, a few years ago, I was working with someone with cancer, and she said, I said, how are you doing? And she said, I'm doing really well, actually. I'm actually doing great. And I'm like, oh. And she said, the problem is all the people around me are in fear. I'm like, oh. You know, so that's like setting boundaries for the people around you in fear, right? So that can be really cool. Do the no, right? Okay. Okay, here's the next conceptual framework, and that is getting them in their body. Right? You could use tuning forks on the body. You could place Tibetan bowls on the body, especially big ones are really cool. You could use crystal bowls, about a 12-inch bowl, maybe a 14-inch, but 12-inch or less. You can play on the body. Just watch closely that it doesn't fall off while you're playing it. It depends on the size of the stomach, too, as to whether you can do it without it falling off. But also sound tables and lounges, you know, that vibrate you powerfully. So now it's this physical vibration of peace throughout your whole body. There are also the sound pillows we have. But also breath work, you know, doing breath work. And especially nice to do breath work with the sound. The easiest is to just breathe in really deep and just do any sound as you breathe out. Ah. The most important part, because I went to a breathwork conference, is just getting the air in, right? It doesn't matter how long you do it, how long in, how long out. Just get the air in, right? So breathe in really deep, and then just go, ah. You can also do sound on the in-breath, like, it's hard to do a sound on the in-breath. Right? Okay. So it's good to just get in your body. There's other things you could do, sound with yoga, you know, movement, you know, walking, of course, hiking, dance. It's funny, you don't think about dancing when you got cancer, but that could be one of the best things, right? Okay. So get them in their body. The next section is probably one of the most important of all, and that is emotional clearing. You know, there's most healers that I've talked to say that emotions are even a 100% cause of all disease. That the toxins that get into our system from food and pollution wouldn't actually get to us, wouldn't get in if we didn't have an emotional opening. And because there's a lot of people that live in toxic environments physically, I mean, with toxins, actually all of us on the earth here, right? There's pollution everywhere these days. And so some people live in really toxic environments, and they're not getting sick, right? Whereas others do get sick. So the emotions are a big thing. So one thing that's really great to do with sound around emotional clearing. It has to do with the order that you do things, right? So it's nice to do like a little sound bath or voice or invocation. Do sound to get people to as peaceful a place as possible when you first start. And then you could go and do the intake questions, right? So you're starting by getting them relaxed. How do you feel about the cancer? Any ideas where it came from? Emotionally, physically? Any pain? Any other side effects? Can you imagine it gone? What percentage chance do you think you have of it going away? It's funny, that's a cool question, because you can determine whether someone is basing their cancer on statistics or intention, right? It's like my brother's got fourth stage cancer, prostate cancer. And he said, well, it looks like I've got 2 years to live, because that's the average of what people live when you've got fourth stage prostate cancer. I'm like, that's interesting, you know, which is quite different than a person that says, I'm going to completely overcome this, right? So that's very cool. And then how long have you had the cancer? What are you currently doing? And then all the different things about, you know, the music and sounds you like and different things you like in life, right? So you do the intake questions, and then you can now do sound to, if they've mentioned anything emotionally, you can now do sound to release any stuck emotions. This is really important to look at, you know, childhood issues, anything through their life that they haven't really released. So to really focus on the emotional part. And then do sound to release those emotions. Now, we have a whole class, and we've actually done it here in the show here, of using the voice to release emotions. You can actually use, I think I've got them written down here. Okay, so you can actually make the sound of the emotion with the intention of releasing it. Get weird, get intense, right? You can make the sound of the emotion and slowly transform it into a beautiful, harmonious sound. The slower you change from intense to beautiful, more chances your system will think it's actually transformed. You can also make the sound that the part of the body that's holding the emotion needs you to make, right? So don't make the sound of the emotion, make the sound of the body part where it's being held. There's another one that one of our students came up with that was really cool, and that is make the sound of the emotion, imagine it's like right in front of you, and then imagine shrinking it down to like a small penny, and then take that emotion and throw it over your shoulder, get rid of it, and then fill up the space where that emotion was with love. Very cool. Very cool. Get rid of it, fill it up with love, right? So that's good. You can also, and we actually talk about bringing in, having higher beings make the sound through you, or actually even have source make the sound through you, right? Those can be really effective. So there's also expressing the emotions is the first one with the intention of releasing it. And that sometimes people just need to express them, right? You can also talk about how to do compassion, right? Compassion for those that have hurt you, and compassion for yourself. Anita Morjani said that she had fourth stage cancer all over her body, right? I mean, golf ball size welts everywhere, right? And she died and went into the light and came back and knew that the cancer was going to be gone very quickly, because she was filled with love and light, and she no longer cared about what other people thought. She knew that what had caused the cancer is fear of what other people thought, right? And that's really cool to be able to make the sound of that fear or make the sound of where that is in the body and release it, right? I don't like to make the sound of fear. Okay, so we have some things here. Louise Hay says that cancer is a deep resentment held for a long time until it literally eats away. So that would be compassion to overcome that resentment. Or something in childhood that destroys our sense of trust and this experience is never forgotten. We then find it hard to develop and maintain long-term meaningful relationships. A feeling of hopelessness and loss permeates the thinking and it becomes easy to blame others for our problem. Being overtly self-critical is another factor in cancer. If you're scared of what others think, then do an exercise around self-acceptance and being whole on your own. Wow, therapy is cool too. Okay, so that's the whole section on releasing emotions, right? There's other things you can do, but that's very cool. Okay. Next one is resonating what's right. This is getting technical now, and it could be actually medical, but what we're talking about is finding the natural frequency or timbre, which is basically a bunch of frequencies, of health for the body, especially the part of the body that's holding the cancer, right? So there are charts online of different frequencies for different organs, different, every part of the body, right? And no one agrees, but they're still worth trying, right? And then in the classes, we also teach about a technique on how to find a frequency intuitively just by going up and down with a frequency sweep. And it's you simply do a frequency sweep like this, in your head, listening for what frequency of that sweep is the frequency of that part of the body. And it's like a little fairy goes, there it is, right? Or you just have this knowing, right? Now, if it's a larger part of the body, like your heart or your chest cavity, you can actually feel it when you do it out loud, going up and down in frequency. Whee, right? But if it's part you can't feel, then do it silently and find its resonant frequency. Even if you don't get the frequency right, you're still feeding it positive energy and a healing vibration, right? When you get it right, now you're resonating it into its healthy state before the cancer was there, right? Getting it back to its healthy state. We have frequencies as well, cymatic frequencies for nerves and tendons, and you can play the headphones on the body and do that. So that can be helpful as well. We even have the dolphins and the bass pod and things that will vibrate even stronger, getting you back to what is right. Now, you can also, based around this, you can also use binaural beats that we talked about with delta, theta, alpha, and beta to get your brain back into its stable, consistent vibration, especially if there's any anxiety around this, which is really common around cancer, right? Having anxiety, right? So that can be really cool. It's getting your brain back into its natural rhythm of what is right. Yeah. Then there's the whole section that people are working on now of exploding cancer cells. And this is new research. I don't know of any people that are actually, maybe there's treatments that they're actually doing now with this in hospitals, but I haven't heard yet. But I want to play a few things that talk about this, because the potential here is really huge. Instead of using chemotherapy, it's basic destructive resonance. You find the resonant frequency of the cancer cell, you turn the volume up, and you explode it, right? Let me play a couple of things here. Let me show you this first. Fabian Mamon actually has pictures of cancer cells exploding here. And he actually used just a normal xylophone and played a equal tempered scale and was able to explode the cancer cells. He says that they are more brittle, and that's why they explode easily. Right? So that's not technically not destructive resonance where you find the frequency and turn it up. But he's got photos here. And I've actually got a CD where I actually play those frequencies on a xylophone and that we sell. I don't have it on my website, but if you email me, I can send you a PayPal request for it. So so this is what it sounds like. It's pretty simple, actually. Let me play it for you. Those are the actual frequencies that he used to explode the cancer cell, exact frequencies, right, from this photo. And you don't listen to those. You just play it. You put the headphones on the body and play it, right? Worth a try, right? I would try it if I had cancer. Right? So, but then there's people that are using frequencies, sound frequencies, but there's also Anthony Holland that is using electromagnetic frequencies. Okay? So this is basically what Rife was doing with electromagnetic frequencies to explode the cancer cells, but he's actually got videos of the cells actually exploding. Let me play a little bit of this. Okay, check this out. You can find this just by doing a search of Anthony Holland and TED Talk.
So now we're searching for the magic frequency. And we start with 100 hertz, and we look through the microscope to see if anything's happening. We watch for 5 minutes. Nothing happens. So we try 101 hertz. We look through the scope for 5 minutes, and nothing happens. So we try 102, 103, and so on. Over the course of 15 months, we try hundreds and hundreds of frequencies, if not thousands, until we find the magic combination. The answer is you have to have two input frequencies, one low, one high, and the higher frequency must be 11 times the lower. It's what we musicians would call the 11th harmonic. And when we add the 11th harmonic, we begin to shatter microorganisms like a crystal glass. These are the first videos taken. We showed these videos to our friends in the biology department. They said they hadn't seen anything quite like it. Seems to be a new phenomenon. These organisms are being shattered by our electronic signals. This is a harmless organism, almost friendly, a little blepharisma. And normally they're very fast swimmers, but when you approach a frequency to which they are vulnerable, they begin to slow down, then they stop, and then they begin to disintegrate within about 3 minutes. Leukemia cell number one tries to grow a copy of itself, but the new cell is shattered into dozens of fragments and scattered across the slide. Leukemia cell number two then hyperinflates and also dies. Leukemia cell number three then tries to make another cancer cell. The new cell is shattered and the original cell dies. But killing a handful of leukemia cells is not enough for a patient. What kind of numbers can we do? In repeated controlled laboratory experiments, independently assayed by the two top experts, we killed an average of 25% to 42% of the leukemia cells, as high as 60%. They also determined that we slowed the growth rate of the cancer by as much as 65%. So a double effect. Okay. Now we attack.
Okay, so it shows all different types of cancer being destroyed with these electromagnetic frequencies. So that's cool. You know, 30 to almost 60% of cancer cells. But, you know, he's using two frequencies, around 100,000 hertz or so, and an 11th octave or 11th harmonic above that. Right? And, but, you know, if you were to map out every frequency of a cancer cell, you could explode it 100% of the time. And there's now a device that can do that. It's amazing, right? The possibilities are unbelievable, right? Let me play another video, a little bit of a company that's actually using ultrasound on cancer cells. If you do a search for operating room of the future, you'll find this one. I'm going to actually skip forward on this one to, here we go. Okay, check this out.
It's coming from the technique.
The main challenge in developing this neural brain system was to be able to penetrate the skull, the non-uniform skull, and still get the focal point of the waves in the required spot in the brain. This was never done before by any company, and add to it the idea of having everything MRI-guided makes it very complicated, involving so many disciplines and, I would say, excellency in science and technology.
In many ways, the system itself is a Star Trek system, because the notion that you could place someone on a table, look at him using MRI, and then 3 hours later, this guy is riding his bike back home, is something that for at least in my generation is still perceived as, guys, send me a postcard when this will be ready, okay? In reality, the system exists and doing it today. We have a lot of dreams, unlimited enough amount of dreams, and almost everything you touch, there is a chance to do something different.
Just about every tumor can be exploded, that's what he's talking about, and that's really quite amazing. So the potential in the future is really huge. I mean, that's when I was saying, you know, we could in 10 years have no more cancer. I mean, really have no more cancer, have treatments that have zero side effects, right? And helping. Now, let's see. There's the next stage is to take people to a higher perspective. You know, if you can access higher emotions and energies, often spirit comes in and just does its thing and it's gone. Miracles happen all the time like that. And there's a few things that are really cool for doing this. I've worked with a lot of people with cancer now. It's like cancer isn't a punishment. It's a messenger, a teacher. We have every answer in ourselves. Actually, no, in this one video, the Living Matrix, where I did the soundtrack for it, actually, there was a woman who had brain cancer. And she worked with NLP, all types of things, for like 7 years to try to get rid of it. And she was at the breakfast table one morning, and she goes, "God damn it, I wish this cancer would go away." And she thought, that's not sweet. That's not very sweet. And she thought, what would be the opposite of that? And she thought it would be to accept it. And so she said, "You're welcome to stay the rest of my life. You've taught me a lot, changed your life dramatically, much better, better friends, much better life actually in a lot of ways." And after 7 years, in 2 weeks, the cancer was completely gone. That's amazing, right? Also, the most important part is to assume it will be gone, right? You can also send love to it, but you could do a ritual and bury it, right? You can send love to your own heart. But this is my favorite of all. Imagine what it would feel like. You could do this with any physical, emotional, any issue you have. Imagine it's completely gone. What would it feel like if it were completely gone? Right? And then make the sound of that. There's nothing better than running the energy through your body of it completely gone, completely healthy, complete love everywhere, bliss, oneness, wholeness, right? And the whole body just goes, okay, we'll just let it fall away. Another thing that's interesting someone said is cancer survivors are the best healers, right? They are really the best healers. Right? So going to a higher perspective. One is just to say it's okay. And I'll play a little bit of America's Got Talent with this woman with 4-stage cancer. Her name is Nightbird. And she says something here in the beginning that's really cool. I'm going to play the beginning. Skip ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm awesome. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy you are. What's your name?
My name's Jane. When I sing, I go by Nightbird.
Oh, that's nice.
Nightbird?
That's right.
Did you sing? Do you sing for a living?
Not recently.
Where are you from?
I'm from Zanesville, Ohio.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30 years old. And the dream is to be a singer. What are you going to be singing for us tonight?
I'm singing an original song called It's Okay.
It's Okay.
Yeah.
It is. It's Okay.
It's Okay.
What is It's Okay about?
It's Okay is the story of the last year of my life.
All right. And who are you here with?
I'm here by myself.
It's okay. And what do you do for a living?
I have not been working for quite a few years. I've been dealing with cancer.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right.
Can I ask you a question? How are you now?
Last time I checked, I had some cancer in my lungs, my spine, and my liver.
Wow.
So you're not okay?
Well, not in every way, no.
You got a beautiful smile and a beautiful glow, and nobody would know.
Thank you. It's important that everyone knows I'm so much more than the bad things that happened to me.
That's a good one. So much better, so much more than the bad things that happened to me.
Yes.
All right. Sing for us.
So she sings this song about, okay, I'm going to skip ahead. And then afterwards, it's very, very cool what happens. Okay, so what she says, okay. 4-stage cancer. Okay, here we go.
Don't look back at all, losing all my. Now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all right. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all right. It's all right to be lost sometimes.
Wow.
You know, it's funny because singers come on and I think about authenticity. You know, when you feel it, when it moves you, that felt like the most authentic thing I have heard this season.
That was surprising to hear. It was powerful. It was heartfelt. And I think you're amazing.
You gave me chills. I mean, your voice is so beautiful to listen to. It was beautiful all the way around.
Your voice is stunning.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Absolutely stunning. And I totally agree with what Howie said, you know, about authenticity. there was something about that song after the way you just almost casually told us what you're going through and, you know.
You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy.
That's the line there. You can't wait for life until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy. That's the deal, right? The second you go to that place where it's okay and you're going to be happy, right, then often cancer just falls away, right? So that's when I was talking about higher perspective, to be able to actually go to this place where it is okay. It's beautiful. It's perfect, right? There's nothing wrong, and it's a done deal. It's going to be taken care of, right, completely. It's very cool, right? So that's the essence of higher perspective. One final thing is, if someone's ready to pass, to be able to do sound for them passing. And that's like, it's okay. It's okay, right? And to whatever's going to happen is going to happen, right? And it's all perfect, right? To get rid of all anxiety and go to a place of peace can be very cool. So I want to play a little bit of my song, Unconditional Love. I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to get through it very much, but I want to play a little bit because this is really important to bring love in and send love to your own heart. So imagine sending love to your own heart right now. Let me play just a little bit here and then we'll close up. Oh, let's see. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Enjoy. imagine all cancer on the planet completely gone. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. No more cancer ever. Thanks for listening. Take care.